produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
One great philosopher once said, it is not how much you make, but how much you can actually keep. Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Sanil Suemaphosa, and welcome to the Money Matters with Sanil Suemaphosa show. I greet you all in the name that is above all names, the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I am so excited. I am so excited today on the topic that we are going to engage on. So do sit back, relax, and get your pens and papers out. It is worth noting. So today we're going to engage on a topic which is so close to my heart, a topic which is rather underrated yet so critical in our daily lives. Can you guess what it is? Can you guess? Can you guess? Can you guess? Should I give you a minute to guess? Oh, yes. Today we're talking about multiple streams of income. Now, this is one of the topics in which we cannot emphasize the importance of, especially in the economy that we are currently living in, multiple streams of income is critical to all of us on a daily basis. Now, when we look at the statistics, it will show you that the income to debt ratio, mostly in African countries, is currently sitting at 110%, which probably explains why people are living from hand to mouth. It probably explains why people are so over indebted, because their daily expenses overarch the income that they receive. Now, that is why we need to find ways to be creative, to be innovative. We need to identify gaps in the market to supplement our existing streams of income. Welcome to Money Matters with Sanil Suemaphosa. Let's get straight into it. Multiple streams of income, yes. Of course, so many of us are dependent on one single income. When you look at the stats, it will tell you that only 6 out of 10 individuals actually have another source of income that will supplement their existing source of income. But I have heard in the past financial planners speaking so much about multiple streams of income. How do we actually enhance these income streams? And how many, that's the question, how many income streams should an individual actually have? Now, research by the Forbes groups actually indicated that on average, most millionaires have more than 7 streams of income. Quite interesting, isn't it? Yes, indeed, it is interesting. These 7 streams of income actually pour in cash each and every month. That is how they are able to supplement their living expenses. This is how they are able to actually maintain their lifestyle. Personally, I do have about 4 income streams, which I can personally attest to the fact that it assists me so much when it comes to financial dependency. Relatively, taking into account that I end up taking less debt because my income streams are able to supplement my living expenses. I do not depend overly on debt because I've got income coming in on a monthly basis that is able to supplement, it's able to service my living expenditure. So indeed, there is something to this idea of having more than one income stream now, isn't it? Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Simply put, more income streams equals to more security. In this time and age that we are living in, it's difficult to actually rely on a 9-to-5 job for your entire livelihood. With layoffs and pay cuts that we are seeing on a day-to-day basis, especially under this pandemic, the coronavirus pandemic that we are under, we are seeing more pay cuts, they're always around the corner. With multiple income streams, on the other hand, you can avoid putting all your eggs in one basket and use several income streams to gain financial stability. But one thing that we also have to be mindful of is that we certain people are above certain activities or certain jobs, additional income streams that they can actually create it. I have seen certain individuals that they basically try to compare their primary income streams to this additional income stream that they are trying to source. And most of the time, you will find that your primary income stream will be more than this secondary income stream that you are trying to source. But the point, people of God, the point of having an additional income stream is to you to have that flexibility of additional money coming into your bank account that will service certain aspects of your entire existence. Now, before we speak the many ways in which you can enhance your income streams, the number one question in which an individual needs to sit down with themselves and actually ask is that, why do you need this income stream? Now, if you go to a conference right now and you ask people how many people actually need an income stream, I bet you everyone's going to raise their hand up. But we also need to work on our mindsets for us to understand, why do we actually need these income streams, so that when you start this money start coming in from this different income streams, you already have them allocated to a certain financial product, you have them allocated to a certain area of your life. And the best way, because you are listening to Money Matters with Sanil Swemaphosa, where we give you the best of tips when it comes to financial management, the best way, the best blueprint that can ever give you a proper reflection of your financial situation is your bank account. Go to your bank account and check. From there, you'll be able to identify those gaps in your bank account to say, where are your shortfalls? Where do you need assistance when it comes to financing? So that when you do get this additional income stream, you are able to allocate it to say, I want to pay off my mortgage bond. I want to go into real estate. That is where you will see from your bank account how much you need to allocate and how. So when this additional income stream comes in, it is already attached to a certain financial product that you need assistance with. Another important aspect is actually drawing up a budget. Now, a budget, we spoke about budgets in our previous episodes. It will basically tell you how much you earn and what is it that you need to service on a month-to-month basis. We also need to be cautious. Children of God, about our lifestyle inflation. Now, multiple streams of income, they do require you to have discipline in the way in which you think, in the way that you are disciplined when it comes to your spending. It is quite critical. Now, let's jump right straight into it. Ways in which we can enhance our income streams. I hope you have your pen and your paper out. Let's speak to point number one, which is diversifying your incomes. Now, if you already have existing incomes in place, you should always seek to diversify your portfolio as much as you possibly can. One of the ways is to open a bondage account and invest in ETFs or mutual funds. You can earn real returns that you can use to supplement your income on a day-to-day basis. So it's basically you taking money, investing it somewhere, and watch your money grow. You watch your money grow on a day-to-day basis. Easy, nah? At the end of the year, at the end of the quarter, depending on the company that you've invested with, you are going to earn return, which will supplement your income. Now, let's speak to point number two, where you can offer a service or sell something. Pick up a part-time job, for sure. By offering a service or selling something, you can create a small side business that you can get full control over. The best strategy is always finding something to sell. There is always a gap in the market. There is always a gap in your community. Look around your community and see what you can sell. That can be an additional income stream that will supplement your existing income streams. Now, let's take it to point number three, which is creating a product. You can think of a product that you wish you had but cannot buy. Think outside the box, child of God, until you come up with a new idea that fills in an existing need. A tip that I can give you: digital products are also huge these days. digital products are the way to go. If you have something digital, everything in nowadays, if we look at the 4IR, everything these days is digital. That is where the markets are basically going. Now let's take it to step number 4, which is starting a passion project. Find something that you are passionate about. Identify if there is a way that you can monetize that passion and start small. Of course, start it small, start selling it small so that it creates that additional income stream for you. Now let's take it to point number 5, which is my favorite point. It is something which I am passionate about. It is investing in real estate. Now, property for me is a low-risk investment with benefits, including leverage when it comes to the money that you're going to borrow to from a bank to purchase this property. You get certain tax deductions and, of course, appreciation. But the main reason to own real estate is the steady cash flow. But let's say that, you know, with most people, they don't really love owning physical property. So here are the solutions. Here are the simple solutions. You can always invest in what you call real estate investment trust. That is REIT. Basically, it's certain companies that you will find listed on stock markets. These companies own properties. What you do is that you invest a certain amount of money with these companies and they manage these properties on your behalf. You basically own a certain share on a certain property, or you can purchase the entire property and they manage it for you. Brilliant, brilliant, right? Brilliant, absolutely amazing. That is where you deal with less admin of going up and down and trying to manage this property and dealing with tenants. You basically just outsource it to someone else who deals with the property on your behalf. But what if you are someone who is multi-talented? Which takes me to point number 6, make your own YouTube videos. This is a venture that is growing rapidly. You can create videos in just about any area that you like, that you are passionate about, whether it's music tutorials, comedy, movie reviews, anything you want, then put them on YouTube. You can then attach Google AdSense to the videos that will overlay your videos with automatic ads. When viewers click on these ads, you will earn money from AdSense. Sounds easy? Yes, indeed it is. It is quite easy. Now let's take it to step number 7. Try affiliating market and make sales. Oh yes, make sales of this. This is a passive income technique that is better suited for people who have blogs and active websites. You can sign up to promote certain products or services on your site for which you'll be paid either a flat fee or percentage of the amount of sales completed. Sounds good enough? Indeed that it is. Let's take it to step number 8. For those who love to write, why don't you write an ebook? Yes. An ebook can also be a passive income stream. That can be a lot of work up front. Yes, it can be. But once the ebook is created and marketed, it can provide you with a passive revenue stream for years. You can either sell the ebook on your own website or offer it to someone else as an arrangement with other websites that provide content related to your ebook. This is quite good for those people. I know so many people who are talented when it comes to writing. Now let's take it to the second point. Get cashback rewards on your credit card. It's very possible. There are credit cards that provide you cashback rewards, which range from a percentage of 1% to 5% of the amount purchased. You are going to go out shopping and buying anyway. Let's rather make the most of it. Rewards will give you an opportunity to earn some passive income in the form of reduction outgo from doing what you would do anyway, which is shopping. Indeed, it is a good one. Now, let's take it to the second, to the last step, which I hope is not too much for you all at once. But let's keep going. Let's keep going, guys. Buying a blog. Thousands of bloggers are created every year and thousands are either completely abandoned by their owners sometimes afterwards. If you can buy blogs with a reasonable amount of web traffic as well as a demonstrated cash flow, it could be a perfect passive income source. Most bloggers employ Google AdSense, which provides a monthly revenue streams based on ads that Google places on the website. These may be affiliated when it comes to marketing and will give you an additional revenue. Both income streams can work to your advantage once you have purchased this block. From a financial perspective, blocks usually sell for 24 times their monthly income. So if the site generates, for an example, $250 on a monthly basis in income, you are likely to buy it for more than, you know, or make more than $3,000 on a monthly basis. Oh, wow. This can be quite a good income for someone. You can even be able to purchase the site for less than 24 months earning if the site owner is particularly anxious to get out. Some sites have good evergreen. When we speak of evergreen, we speak of content that will eventually generate revenue even years after the site has gone silent. So this is actually also a good one. Let's take it to the next one, which is paying off your credit card. Reducing a financial expense is a financial equivalent of creating passive income. Yes, indeed it is. The more that you are not paying on certain debt, that amount of money that you could have used to pay off the debt on a monthly basis will now become an income which you are putting into your daily life. This is certainly true when it comes to credit cards. Let's say that you own $10,000 on a credit card on which there is a monthly payment premium which is equal to 2%. So by paying off this credit card, you'll be freeing up almost $2,400 per year in cash flow that would have gone to the monthly payments. So also at the same time, we need to realize that the more that we pay off debt, we are freeing off certain amount of monies that we can implement onto our day-to-day living expenses. Now, this next point which I'm going to talk to is quite a good point, which is becoming a business silent partner. Do you know of a successful business that needs capital for expansion? If so, you can become something of a small-time angel investor and provide that needed capital. So it's two people coming together. One person owns the business, the other one has that business idea, but also at the same time, they don't have the cash flow. So you come in and you provide the cash flow. But rather than offering them a loan to the business, you instead take an equity position in the business. So you take a certain percentage of the business. In this way, the business owner will handle the day-to-day operations while you still act as a silent partner who only participates in the profits of the business. Sounds good enough? Indeed it is. It is good enough. Now, let's speak to something which is becoming a referral source. Every small business needs referral sources in order to maintain sales. Make a list of small business providers that you use on a regular basis and feel that you can recommend them to someone without actually being observed. Then contact the owner and see if they have any kind of cash referral offers available. Certain businesses will pay you. The more that you refer them, customers actually coming in, it can be in a form of a voucher, it can be in a form of cash that can actually give you a passive income stream. Quite good enough. Now let's speak to something which is quite booming all over the world, which is Airbnb. Now Airbnb is a concept that has only been around for a few years, but it has exploded around the globe. Airbnb basically allows people to travel all over the world and to stay in accommodations that are a lot less expensive than traditional hotels. They do this by staying, by participating Airbnb members who rent out part of their homes to travelers. By participating in Airbnb, you can use your residential homes to actually accommodate guests and earn extra income. Let's say you've got a bedroom at the back of your house that you are not using at all. Now you can use this bedroom, rent it out for travelers all over the world. In that way, you get to explore, you get to meet different people, and also at the same time, you get to actually make an income out of it. My God, I have actually lost count of how many pointers already I have mentioned, but there's so much, children of God, that we can look into when it comes to enhancing our existing income streams. Are you still okay over there? Are you still taking notes? Let's carry on. Now, the next pointer that I want to speak about is actually building an application. Apps can be incredibly lucrative income, you know. One of the things that we need to ask ourselves is that if you want to make money online, why don't you actually make an application? Why are applications so important? Think about how many people today have smartphones. Come on. It's just about everyone. People are downloading applications everywhere and anywhere that they are. It makes our life so much easier. Whether it's an app that actually helps people to put together nice pictures for their blogs, or an app that keeps tracks of our task, or any app whatsoever, you might actually be asking, if there are so many apps out there, why would you want to attempt to create an app? Isn't there a lot of competition? Yes, indeed there is, but there is a gap somewhere in the market in which you can come in and capitalize on that gap. There is something that people still need, even in this time and this age. Most things have went so digital that when you actually aim for the digital market, that is where you can create passive income. Think about creating an online course. Everyone is an expert at something. Why not create an online course about this passion of yours? There are a number of ways, of course, in which you can create this online course. One simple, very simple way that you can create this online course is using websites like Udemy.com. Now, Udemy is at over 8 million students and is a great way to get your content in front of others for their consideration. Once you create an online course, it can work for you while you sleep. Wow, nice, hey? Apps that work for you while you sleep, that create income for you while you sleep. Well, that is indeed very nice. You can add video lessons, checklists for completing steps that you recommend in your video lessons, your small ebooks to supplement the lessons, audio files for people to listen to while they travel. There is so much that you can actually look at and actually do. Also, one of the ideas that we also need to open our thinking and understanding to is that sometimes certain people don't need additional passive incomes. Passive incomes are already existing in their bank accounts. Let's speak of something such as a savings account. It doesn't get any more passive than putting your money in a savings account at a bank or one of the many online banks offering, which offer you high income yields, then sit back and watch the interest amount up. Your best bet yet here, it is going into an online bank, since it typically will offer you the highest interest rate. So whichever amount of money that you have, you put it into a savings account and you basically watch this money grow on a day-to-day basis. It's something that so many of us don't realize, that we do have passive income streams already existing in our bank accounts. We just need to realize that let's take this amount of money and rather open a savings account in the various countries that we are in. In that way, we're going to earn interest, and at the end of a quarter or a year, that can be an income stream for all of us. And there's so much, children of God, there's so much, as I'm about to close. If you're sitting at home and you're still applying for a job, consider babysitting. Consider babysitting. If you've got a vehicle that you are not using every day and you're sitting at home, or you work certain flexi hours, consider being a driver on Uber. You know, Uber is all over the world and it pays up quite well. If you are a student who has a master's degree and you are currently looking for a job, actually consider publishing your research papers. In that way, certain people reference from your work and you do earn a certain income from that amount of money. If you are a musician, make sure that you publish your music, you know, your work. If you're writing music for certain people, publish it. So many people on YouTube are looking for music. They're looking for content. It's all about mostly content. But above it all, it's also about trusting God. We need to trust God. We need to pray and trust God throughout our situations and apply the knowledge that we receive on an everyday basis. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much. I hope that you've learned. I hope that today you have listened and came up with a whole fresh new perspective when it comes to money. Do catch us again next week. Next week, same time. Next week, same time. It's going to be as exciting as it was today. We cannot wait to read your comments. Please do not forget to leave your comments right at the end. Do ask us questions if you have questions that you'd like us to assist you with. If you need to engage with us, do leave us your comments. And we are also on social media. We do thank the Finding My Way team for putting this together. Thank you so much. God is still good even in times like these. And have yourself a blessed week until we meet again. May the good Lord keep you. May the good Lord bless you. May until we meet again, let us remember that we serve a good and a faithful God. Amen.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.